Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now, here's your host, John.
Hey guys, welcome to It's Not Me, It's You on this gorgeous Thursday night in Nashville, Tennessee, and literally in the house, somebody's house in Nashville, Tennessee. We have Jackie Michaels with us tonight. First, our music tonight is from Six Wire, great band that actually we went and saw last night, but they didn't play this song, and I like this song, so we're going to play this song. This is Six Wire doing Die Living. Single and happy, and a lot of people will wonder if those two words can actually go together, but joining me tonight is the wonderfully talented and beautiful Miss Jackie Michaels. Jackie, welcome.
Thank you for having me, John.
And just so we have a little background on Miss Jackie, she's single and happy and over 40, so we're going to, and that's really all you need to know, but we're going to talk about some of the things that make us Single and Happy. We're going to share some quotes with you guys and just kind of have a little conversation about what it's all about and how we can how maybe you can turn your life around a little bit and make yourself a little bit more desirable when the time is right. Because it is all about timing. I say this over and over again. It's about timing in life, right?
Definitely. I mean, you can't really rush your perfect love.
We're going to have a soulmate conversation again, are we? Right?
Well, no. You can call it a soulmate if you want.
Yeah.
But, not everybody gets once-in-a-lifetime love.
True. Well, my first question, and I warned Jackie about this earlier, so she's had a little time to prepare, but not for much after that. So, we've both been in the dating scene here in Nashville for a little while, and I want your opinion. What is the biggest issue or obstacle that the guys in this town are bringing to the table?
Obstacle or issue? Well, I tend to not look at life as obstacles or issues. I usually look at things from a positive perspective. I think, honestly, that there's a lot of really nice guys out there.
Oh, thank you.
I do. And everybody's looking for a connection, more so than ever. Our lives are bombarded with stimulation and, in other ways, and people are looking for connections. So I think that, the guys out there, especially over 40, because most of them have probably been married once. So I think they're either looking just for a good time, they're not looking for a relationship, they're a little jaded, they've had one, they don't want another one. Or the guys that have had one and are ready for another one and miss being married and miss that connection.
Right.
And I've had my share of both. But generally, I think where I hang out, people are really nice. And I guess for me, because I'm not from the South, there are some traits of the South that I'm kind of running up against.
Like what?
Politics and religion and things like that. But still nice people.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't say there's many, buttholes out there that I've seen.
Well, you haven't met everybody yet, though, have you?
Well, I tend to not meet the buttholes. I kind of avoid them.
Okay. They all seem to just hang out where I am, apparently.
Or say I don't notice them.
Don't notice them, yes. You ignore the buttholes.
Yeah.
Okay, there's tip number one, ignore the buttholes, y'all.
Well, this is my point. If you notice the buttholes, then you might be attracted to the buttholes and you need to figure that out.
Yeah, and we've had I've done a past show on, nice guy versus bad boy, and what women like or don't like in that, situation. And it's kind of almost like, for men or for women, that nice guy versus bad boy is like for men, blonde versus brunette. It's almost similar. You know what I mean? Now you're wearing both, so you're good to go on
I'm
the blonde versus brunette.
You're
multi-dimensional, multi hair colored, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about being happy, share with the listeners, why are you happy being single?
Well,
and what makes you happy? Let's put it that way.
Well, the first thing is, I am single. I haven't met anyone that I want to be in a relationship with, so I have a choice to be miserable about that or to realize that the timing isn't there, like you just said, and to enjoy my life. And without a doubt, happiness is one of the greatest turn-ons of all time. You can be the prettiest girl in the world, and you'll get guys to look at you, and you'll get guys to ask you out, but it ain't going to stay.
Right.
True attractiveness comes from the inside. And if you're needy and lonely and just everything isn't good enough because you're single, you're going to stay single, or you're going to attract a real
loser.
Yeah.
Big old loser.
So
then you end up on Jerry Springer, and nobody wants that.
Yeah, and then I just, as time went by and I realized, wow, this must not be a time for me to be in a relationship, I just started doing lots of different things, and my life is full. I made my life full without having a man. And not that I don't want one, but I just decided if I don't have one, well, then what am I going to do? You know, and so I go to yoga. Fortunately, I have music as a profession. Mm-hmm. I'm creative. I like to hike. And
and you have a crap load of friends.
And I have a crap load of real friends.
Real friends, yes.
And I realized recently that I don't need a man for anything right now because mm-hmm. I take care of myself financially. Mm-hmm. I feel fulfilled in my work. I don't feel lonely in a needy, lonely way.
Sure.
You know, and romantically, sexually, well, yeah, there's ways to fulfill that too. So
door down the street, right?
Yeah, well, no, but if something feels really good about that,
yeah,
because then I can choose to be with somebody. And I really want to dismantle this myth, because it's a myth that you can't be happy if you don't find true love. That's bullshit.
It is.
It really is. There's a great New Thought leader named Panache Desai, and he devoted an entire webcast series to this.
Mm-hmm.
And he really helped you see that who told you you had to have the house with the white picket fence? Who told you that meant happiness? It's just been bombarded in us.
Yeah.
And a lot of it from fear. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially women, you need a husband. And so we're kind of dogmed into this reality of like, if you're single, there's something wrong with you.
But isn't that given to you and fed to you more when you're in your 20s than you are in your 40s?
Yes.
Because you listen more in your 40s.
Yeah, but it's still in us.
20s, I mean, yeah.
It's still in us. I mean, I have even, you know, when I'm going out with my friends that are married and I'm single, you know, I even had to work through the emotions of like, wow, I feel kind of stupid. But then, little by little, all of my friends admire me mm-hmm. because I'm free.
Yeah, true.
And I'm not with somebody just to be with somebody.
Right.
So it's not just, I mean, I would love to be with somebody, but if I'm not, why not be happy? Mm-hmm. I really feel there's a lot of people watching romance movies right now, eating pints of ice cream in a bathrobe, miserable
right.
because they don't have somebody next to them.
Right.
And it just doesn't need to be like that.
Right.
It doesn't.
Yeah, and I'm going to do a shameless plug for my friend Holly Tong's book called Chick Flicks Lie. She just came out with that a couple of months ago, so check it out on Amazon. It's all about how chick flicks, and names the chick flicks, you might want to read it too, how they just are totally bullshit and just they lie. I mean, it's you know, the happy ending in the rain in the middle of Times Square does not take place. If it does, you get run over by a cab in real life. I mean, you know, it's just...
Well,
not real.
You're right, and those things feed us at a deep psychological level to make us feel incomplete because we don't have that.
Right.
And that's a fantasy.
Right.
It is a fantasy. It's
like believing an animated feature, you know, I mean, a cartoon is just a cartoon. A TV show is just a TV show. A movie is just a movie. So.
But look, from Disney... princess and, you know, princes, you know, it's been part of,
mm-hmm.
it's part of our culture.
It is.
And, you know, if you're alone and you're heartbroken, this is how I feel. If you're alone and you're miserable, then you shouldn't be with somebody right now.
No, because nothing good's going to come of it.
Yeah. So why not take the time to learn about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the things when I ended my last long-term relationship, and of course it was painful, and it was really hard to break away. But I recognized, you know, about 6 months into it being ended that, oh, there's a lot of stuff I didn't know about myself
right.
until I got out of that. And because it's very, you know, we all do this. We
sure.
take on the other people's hobbies, mm-hmm. and we do this, and we kind of lose ourselves to be with that person. So when you're single, it's a great time to really know you.
Right.
And figure out what makes your heart sing, what things you really love, what you're passionate about. So then when you get into a new relationship, you have a sense of self that's not unwavering.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sexy.
It is very sexy.
Yeah, being authentic is pretty sexy.
Yeah, and it's understanding what is authentic in that other person and being able to sense that.
And to me, you can't find that unless you're by yourself.
Yeah. I would agree with that, absolutely. The thing that when you're talking about what you're talking about with you and with other women in your situation, as a guy, I'm thinking, all right, I see this really attractive woman. I want to get to know her. I may want to, you know, see what happens. And she's showing some interest in me. But now I have to compete with everything you're doing, everybody, you know, all your friends, mm-hmm. and, you know, and your time. And do I have the energy and the resources to do that?
Well, how much do you like me?
A lot. But do I have the energy and the resources to... It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with your surroundings, your environment. I have to infiltrate, for lack of a better term, your environment to
mm-hmm.
win you
I
over.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, and you're. I mean, you have lots of friends, and you have, you know, lots of every moment of your day pretty much is full.
Yes, but let's be clear. Come on.
Yes, let's be clear.
If I like you, I'm going to make time.
What are you going to give up?
Anything I want.
Okay.
I'm going to not go to yoga tonight because I'm going to go on a date. Or, my girlfriends and I usually do this thing on this night. No, I'm going to do this because
I want to.
Oh, that's
going to piss them off, though. You know that.
No, it won't. They'd be happy. I mean, I see your point.
Yeah.
It's like when somebody has a really full life, is there room for anybody else?
Right.
But, of course, there is. And maybe that's why it goes a little bit slower. But if your life isn't full and happy... Then you're just, somebody's just plugging up
holes.
It's
a codependency issue at that point.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So.
So maybe this is a real conversation about being over 40 because we do have full lives and we do have responsibilities different than in our 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And we have stresses that mm-hmm. we didn't have back then.
Sure.
So the whole dating modality is different for us now.
Right.
Like you were saying earlier before we went on the air about combining, you know, just kind of sharing our lives, our routines. And then, I'm building, it takes a little bit longer now. Because, yeah, if you come into my camp
mm-hmm.
and I've got these amazing friends who love me to death mm-hmm. and I love them.
And are going
to
look out for you.
Well, yeah, it's going to take a pretty strong sense of character to stand in there wow.
And here's two things that come immediately to mind, especially if they don't know the guy. Okay?
Yeah.
Not only are you, as an individual, intimidating, but now you have this pack that's intimidating, male and female, because, you know, your friends and their husbands, boyfriends, or whatever, they're all included in here, you know? So it's intimidating. I don't care how macho the guy might be or thinks he is anyway. That's really hard. That's a hard thing to do and to deal with, you know? And I'm looking at this from the guy's point of view.
Well,
and
what would you like me to do? Be less intimidating?
It's impossible.
Well, that's the thing.
You know, no, and that's the thing. It's him having to deal with it, you know, because, you know, independent women are very much different to deal with in an environment. Women who are self-sufficient, obviously, financially. Women who do their own thing. I did an entire show on this, and it's, you know, it's true. But what I would offer you as a piece of something to think about is if you find like a rich guy, let's say, okay, let's say there's a rich guy, or he's a guy, he's, you know, throwing his money around, whatever,
sure.
And then people like that in this town all over the place. Thankfully and unfortunately, I'm not one of them, but understand the difference between romancing and impressing. If my friend Claudia, who did the independent show with me, and we made this point with her, and she got it, and you probably will too, but if he comes at you throwing money around, he's trying to impress you versus buying you something simple. If he's trying to do something that you can do yourself, you don't need that. If you can take yourself out to dinner to Ruth's Chris and he's doing it all the time, you know that's trying to impress you with money. Versus getting you simple daisies out of the flower,
mm-hmm.
you know, or something
mm-hmm.
simple that makes you happy, you know, romancing you.
Well,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
And there might be a little bit in the beginning of a little over-impressing because, let's face it, we're all a little insecure at first.
Yeah.
And we all kind of put on, look, a girl will wear extra high heels or a sexier dress in the beginning because it makes her feel a little more enticing. And
mm-hmm.
so a man will... do what he does to
Which
feel...
is buy stuff.
Yeah, if that's
yeah.
that what they do. Or tell jokes or be
right.
funnier or
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is that we do. In the beginning, I could see a little of that, and I would understand that because I would be that way too.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, in a dating process, if somebody doesn't see you who you really mm-hmm. are, it doesn't have much of a chance anyway.
Sure.
How
long does that take?
It takes, you know, everybody's different.
Or 90 days, whichever we're talking about, you know. We were talking about our 90-day rule. So.
But, you know, okay, so I'll ask you this.
Okay.
So you're out, and you see a bunch of girls that seem to be single. They don't have men with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're attractive, and they're, you know, pretty confident, and they're having a good time.
And they're all together?
Yes, they're all together.
Okay, just checking.
So for all intent and purposes, they're content, they're happy that night, they're watching a band or doing their thing.
It's girls' night.
It's girls' night,
sure.
Yeah. Would you, if you saw one that interested you, would you walk into that little nest?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've done it before.
Right.
But here's the issue. Let's say there's six of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not an issue, but here's what happens, okay? We don't have issues here. We have happening. The one that you're interested in, let's say they're all attractive, you know, or five out of the six are, whatever. They're attractive to the guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's, you know, level of attraction is different for everybody. You approach one, she says, no, I'm married. Or, no, I have a boyfriend, whatever. You can't approach any of the other ones because you've already chosen one. You're like, anybody else would be second
well,
choice.
You and I know plenty of guys that would go to another
they
one.
But they would get shot down probably because wouldn't the woman say, well, I wouldn't first choice for you or, you know, I mean, that's the kind
well,
of thing. Once
okay,
you,
maybe not to ask out, but you could hang with the group and
oh,
get
yeah,
to know
totally
others.
Hang with the group.
And then be like, oh, you know what, after initial just mm-hmm. looking, you're actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
You showed up a little bit later. And
I would
radar.
Probably do that before I would go and pick one.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a buffet. You know? And not, I mean, it's just, it is, you want to find one that you're attracted to, but you also got to make sure that they're not already taken.
Yeah, and the
know.
Whole dating thing is dating. You don't know. That's
right.
The whole point.
Yeah.
That's why you date.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I'm not in the mood for that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not in the mood to even, like, but people go, oh, well, you should go online and say, I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to right now because I don't feel the need to.
Mm-hmm. You're fulfilled.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Maybe I will. But really the question is, or the, you know, the topic of the show is, how do you find that happiness mm-hmm. when you feel like something's missing?
Right. Well, do you feel like the happy that you have with yourself needs to be matched or exceeded by the happy you would find with a guy? Because if you're not as happy with a guy as you are with yourself, would you stay with a guy?
No.
And you're ecstatic with yourself, so that's
no, I'm not.
That's hard to, that's going to be, that's happy to hit, you know?
Well,
so.
And that's,
it's
look,
a tough question.
That's right? One of the things that when, you know, when you start to live an authentic life
mm-hmm.
and you start to source your happiness from yourself, which is the healthiest place to do it, there are less people at that level.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may not meet, let's say there's a room of 75 guys at a club. Maybe there's only five of them that are really kind of where you're at
right.
in your life. And the other 40 are a little more where they are. So, yeah, I mean, that I do find that there's not as many men that I find attractive or I'm attracted to
mm-hmm.
because of that. But what can I do about that? I mean, it's just the way it is.
No.
I'm not going to lower my sense of self to be with somebody.
Right.
And I've done that, by the way. And it's very painful.
I think we all have, haven't we?
Probably.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very painful to do that. And eventually it can just make you sick.
It's painful to realize that you've done it. And then painful again when you get out of it.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you
the
know?
Hardest part is when you judge yourself for doing that. Well, we all do it, and you learn from everything, you
yeah.
know. And so people that are nursing a heartache or a heartbreak right now, that are single, I think, honestly, nurse it. Experience it. Don't try and just mask it by finding somebody else. Be in it and let it teach you something.
Right.
And then you can kind of go through, I call it like a purifying part, where you really have to grieve your relationship alone.
Right.
Even my girl, there's times when even my soul sisters, I call them, my tight girlfriends, that, no, I got to do this by myself. And that's not easy for people, but it's so worth it.
Right.
It's so, so worth it. Have your pity party, you know. Play your sad songs and watch your romance movie.
Don't forget your ice cream, right?
Yeah. And then slowly when the timing is right, you'll start to go for walks and you'll start to do things and you get back to life. But I think it's really important to give yourself the real time to feel your feelings. Because that's the only way you're going to get to really being okay with being single. And we all, and my girlfriends support this a lot. You know, surround yourself with people that really support you in your choice, your choice to be single. It's a choice.
And they don't throw it back at you. And they're not always trying to fix you up. And
nobody in my circle goes, you're just too picky. Because if they did, they wouldn't be in my circle.
That's why I'm not in your circle. I'd say that.
You say that?
Because I'm too picky, too. So, you know. And we're all picky. I mean, we all want what we want. That's the thing. But they would not say that because they trust your judgment and they trust what you're... Yeah. Shout out to the girlfriends, by the way. Hey.
Love you.
We know who you are. So, but yeah. No, I totally understand what you're saying with that. But
here, this is a Sex and the City quote.
Oh, do it.
Being single used to mean that nobody wanted you. Now it means you're pretty sexy and you're taking your time deciding how you want your life to be and who you want to spend it with. That's an empowering way to look at it.
Absolutely.
Versus, oh my God, I can't get a date.
I'm sure there are people doing that too, but...
Well, yeah, and they're allowed.
I mean, and that usually means you're throwing out an air of desperation. You're throwing out a, you know, you're not ready, but you want to just kind of test it, and then nothing ever seems to happen, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I love this one too. I don't know who Sloane Crosley is, but maybe someone out there is. If you have to ask someone to change, to tell you they love you, to bring wine to dinner, to call you when they land, you can't afford to be with them.
That's true. If you have to, let me read that again.
Yeah, you can have that.
Okay. If you have to ask someone to change, to tell you they love you, to bring wine to dinner, to call you when they land, you can't afford to be with them.
Yeah.
I have to think about that for a minute.
Why?
I'm not sure. Why is that not making 100% sense to me?
Let me
explain it to me, Jackie, please.
If you have to ask somebody to be something they're not.
Okay. I guess the call you when they land part of the
that you have, your language of love is, these are the things that I like to feel love. And they're not necessarily, that's not natural to them.
Oh, so you have to ask them.
You have to ask them to do it. Yeah. Then chances are you can't afford to be with them. It's just what we said before, you know, being in a relationship kind of lower than you.
Right.
But there's always exceptions to all this. And people grow, and that's why we're in relationships, to grow.
Right. And to better ourselves.
Yeah, but if they're ending and you're in that time, that's when you really learn about you. Mm-hmm. And so the single phases of our lives can be really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I guess you have another one you want to share?
I don't know, I'm just looking.
Okay, you're going to look. The other thing that comes to, you know, my mind, and I don't even pretend to understand the mind of a female, and never will. It's okay. I'm fine. We've all accepted that as men. is you're in this happy zone. There's not a time limit on it. There's not a time frame on it. There's not. I mean, how do you know when to get into something?
I want to get into something now, but I'm okay without it.
Okay. So you're ready.
Oh yeah.
But you're just so. You'll know it when the guy shows up on your doorstep, basically.
And I mean, and I'm open. I mean, I'll go out on dates.
Mm-hmm.
I'll meet people. But like we said earlier, you know, if it's not going to make me happy, if it's not bringing more to my life, mm-hmm. or at least why would I engage?
Why waste your time? And his.
And theirs, absolutely.
Because we're not into time wasting anymore at this point in this juncture in life, you know what I mean? You can waste all your time you want in 20s, but, you know.
This is a quote from Buddha.
Okay.
Right? If you cannot find a good companion to walk with, walk alone, like an elephant roaming the jungle. It is better to be alone than to be with those who will hinder your progress.
Oh, that's absolutely correct.
Yeah, and
good job, Buddha.
Walking alone, it's not easy.
No.
But I'm here to just celebrate the fact that we can kind of dismantle this myth that if we're single, there's something wrong
with us, yeah.
Because sometimes you can be single for a long time, mm-hmm. and you start to go, there's something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're supposed to be in a relationship. And you know what? I don't think that's true. You're not supposed to be in a relationship.
We're not?
The biggest relationship you have is with yourself.
Sure.
If you don't know what that one is, which most of us don't,
right.
really.
Well, then I'm going to have to change the entire theme of my show here because...
What do you mean?
Well, it's about dating and relationships.
Oh.
And we're only supposed to be with ourselves. I'm going to have to rethink that.
But this is a great mirror. Like, dating shows us where we're at.
Right.
So it is really important.
Yeah.
If you don't date, you have to kind of test yourself.
Yeah. It's almost like bringing a mirror out, mm-hmm. and looking at yourself. How do you do with this person, and how are you, interacting, and do you even care? You know, if you don't even care that you're with this person, then stop.
I know.
Either you're not ready or it's not the right person. Agree?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, care is important in that. So,
And holding on to somebody because you're afraid is really not nice.
There's a lot of that going around, isn't there? I see that a lot.
Probably.
I hear about it a lot.
Well, and, you know, I have compassion for it. I mean, mm-hmm. I certainly I've done my share of it in my life because it's scary.
Yeah.
And once you're used to something, it's really scary. But if you're dating and it's new, you owe it to yourself and the other person to not, to be pretty honest with yourself and with them.
And with them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important. I mean, I'm at the point now where I ask straight up, what are you looking for? You know, is your
like
heart
right
open?
Away?
No, I mean, after a couple of dates or so, but, what are you looking for? I mean, because I don't want to waste your time or mine. Is your heart open to something, or are you just looking to date casually, or what is it?
I would ask you, why do you need to ask that question? Can't you tell by the way they are?
Not always. Women are hard to read sometimes.
Mm,
best actors on the planet.
Maybe you're not asking the right question.
Maybe I'm not with the right women either.
Maybe.
Right? There's a lot of,
But I went out with a guy a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't have any of this conversation, but over the course of a couple of dates, I could see there were what I call red flags,
mm-hmm.
or clues all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
He was revealing himself through his dialogue and things, and I didn't even ask that question because I knew our substance didn't line up.
Right, right.
You know?
But if your substance lines up, do you not want to know where their head is and where their heart is?
Eventually, but maybe, I don't know how soon you need to know that. I mean, if you're having fun...
Mm-hmm.
Have fun.
Right.
When you start to become emotionally invested,
then
you would have that conversation. But sometimes that's a little overwhelming to people to
mm-hmm.
answer. And,
well,
half of them lie anyway.
Well,
they don't really know.
That's the bigger issue anyway. Is, like I said, the
best
most actors
people
on the
don't
planet.
Know.
Well, they don't.
Have you ever filled out like a dating profile?
Oh, yeah.
When some of the questions they ask, you're like, I don't know.
That's why I always recommend that you have a friend fill out your profile for you, who knows you really well.
Yes, but if
with
you...
With your supervision,
but
of course.
But if you can't answer these questions, you don't know yourself
well enough. Well, I know, but sometimes people observe more third party.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? But yeah, do it with your permission. Nothing goes... Don't hit submit until you've approved it, because God knows what's going to happen with that. But It's just, you know, it's interesting always to get somebody else's outlook on you. Get their opinion of you. And it has to be somebody very, very close. One of your soul sisters will do that for you if you need to.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
But, and a lot of people think they're open, but they're not.
No.
I mean, and we just have to...
We both experienced that.
Well, we just have to be loving about that.
Yeah.
And I've been, you know, I thought I was, and, you know, it's not that I wasn't open, but I loved my last long-term relationship,
mm-hmm.
but there was something missing to go all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, after 5 years, he's like, you're not going to do this, are we? I went, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm content to keep it like this, but I can't go that extra step.
Yeah.
And so we ended it, and we ended it as friends, but it's tricky. Everybody's
tricky.
Hearts are hardwired differently.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
From their experiences. And when you're single, it's a great time to examine that.
Right.
It really is. It's a wonderful opportunity. So rather than sitting around moping because you are, use it as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And
Yeah, I've been told that a few times.
To use it
to my advantage, learn more about, you know, me as a man, as an individual, and just stop overthinking. So I tell other people stop overthinking, but I'm still overthinking. So
yeah, you're a big thinker.
I'm a big old thinker.
You're definitely in your head.
Get out of my head,
man.
But
this show is a great way for you to learn about yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I've learned a ton about myself doing this.
You know, the books I read, my own self-inquiry, it reveals, you know, how we love,
mm-hmm.
how we choose to love. And I can see the way I love people in my life that I'm not romantically with
mm-hmm.
is almost true to how I would love somebody romantically
right.
minus the chemistry and
right.
all that
right.
stuff. And so we can really learn a lot about ourselves by the people we surround ourselves with.
Sure.
And, you know, you're talking about somebody entering your space and your camp.
Infiltrating.
The truth is, if this is for lack of a better word, I'm going to say you're a vibration of your life. And
yeah.
these people are all kind of buzzing and vibrating at that frequency. If that person can't come into that buzz and that frequency, you know, what's the point?
Stay out. Just stay out.
Well, wave
yeah.
and say nice to meet
yeah.
you.
How's everything on the outside revolving around the inner, you know, the inner circle kind of thing? But
yeah, I mean, I have guys that see me on stage when I sing.
Yes, and I need to, you know, let everybody know that Jackie is a performer. She has, you know, worked on cruise ships, and she, you know, sings on stage in front of large crowds and all that. So she's got a public, quote unquote, public figure. So makes it a little bit different too.
Yeah, I know. I mean, sometimes people, the only way they meet me is they're looking at me on stage in my...
Bowing.
Well, in my music, in that persona.
Yeah.
And yes, it's me, but there's other parts of me. So a lot of guys will see that person and make up a fantasy about that person
sure.
on stage. And then they'll meet me, and it's not that they're let down, but... I have to realize that their first initial hello was that.
Right.
Which is not...
Well, that's kind of how... I mean, are you okay if I tell the yoga story?
The yoga story?
That Ed show? When I saw you?
I don't remember.
Okay. I met Jackie on the stage or, you know, all of the made-up thing and all that the very first times I saw you. And then just a few weeks ago... I was sitting outside Ed Chill, and this woman walks up in yoga outfit and says, "Hi, John." I'm like, "Who are you?" "It's Jackie." "What?" I mean, you're used to seeing that persona, and then you're seeing you as a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hardly recognize you, you know, because I'm not used to seeing you in that light.
Yeah.
Now I recognize you anywhere because
yeah,
I'm seeing you
yeah.
in that light. So it's just, but you're absolutely right. And I think it was Rita Hayworth, the actress, said a long time ago that, you know, I think she said, I'm going to paraphrase the quote. She said, you know, men would go to bed with her as Gilda and wake up with Rita. And
mm-hmm.
the two were not the same person.
Right,
you know?
Because
just,
their fantasy was,
yeah.
was Gilda.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you know what? That's totally okay.
Yeah.
that's natural for people to do that. It's my job to just kind of decide, you know, oh, they're seeing something that's not me. And
right.
then I have to, you know, respond accordingly.
Sure.
And I've even started realizing, you know, the guy wants to meet me from seeing me on stage. I need to treat it almost like an internet dating site.
Sure.
And I need to say, well, I'll meet you for coffee and let's say hello.
Right.
Because he's fantasizing a romance,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, you know, I don't even barely see him. I'm running
right.
around and
there's
people everywhere.
And just,
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Sort of thing,
so it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, people generally, look, we all just want to be loved.
That's true.
We all just want to be loved. And
truly.
We all do it in crazy ways. To get it in crazy ways.
That's why we have stuff like this, I guess, and all the books and all the blogs and
yeah, and
everything.
That's why there is somebody for everybody, because they will communicate to them in the way that they understand
yeah.
it. And you know what? I will say that's probably some of the reasons why I can be happy,
mm-hmm.
because I recognize everybody's just doing the best they can,
mm-hmm.
and so you can't force life to make you give you a relationship.
Yeah.
You can't force that. You just have to allow the process and allow the growth and allow it to happen. And as we started this, you're single anyway, so choose to do it in joy,
right.
or choose to do it in pain.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of your age, regardless of your situation, regardless of your financial situation or your looks or whatever it may be, if you don't start out happy, you're never going to get there. You have to be happy before you get into what you're getting into. I'm convinced that, you know, the divorce rate being 50% or whatever it is at this point is, yeah, it's caused by infidelity, it's caused by financial issues, it's caused by, you know, whatever. But a lot of it has to do with just being flat unhappy before you get into it,
yeah.
you know? So, you know, as we dole out our last little pieces of advice here for everybody,
oh,
you know,
I don't give advice. I just
I don't either,
give my just my.
We're making our statement.
This is how I live. I
yeah.
can't tell you what's good for
just
you.
Just be happy, okay? I think we can agree on that being good advice.
Come along and make me feel like a room without a roof because I'm happy.
Okay, if I didn't know we were going to do that, was unrehearsed, or I would have joined in harmonies, but I wasn't able to.
I don't know the words.
Really. I don't either.
I'm happy.
We could do the Partridge Family thing. Come on, get happy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. But anyway. Dang, now I lost my train of thought about the Partridge Family.
You were saying no matter what,
oh, yeah,
what your walk
happy.
Of life
just,
is.
You know, whatever you have to do to get yourself in a happy mode, make it happen. Because everybody around you and yourself especially will be better off for it. Right?
Baby steps sometimes.
Baby steps. So, any last quotes you want to share?
Oh,
she printed out a whole bunch of really good quotes.
Some of them I don't even understand.
We'll leave you guys something to think about as we leave you tonight. But let's see. What
oh, this is good.
Okay.
There's a couple here. Discover why you're important, then refuse to settle for anyone who doesn't completely agree.
Ooh, the S word, settle.
That was Fisher Emily. This one's nice, too. I don't like to be labeled as lonely just because I am alone. Delta Burke.
Oh.
I like this too. This is a good sign, having a broken heart. It means we have tried for something.
That's true. Because mm-hmm. you know what? I mean, if you don't try,
yeah.
then, you know, you haven't lived, right? A couple more?
This is kind of deep.
We're all about being deep.
You do not need to be loved, not at the cost of yourself. The single relationship that is truly central and crucial in a life is the relationship of the self.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the people you will know in a lifetime, you are the only one you will never lose.
Awesome. Those are great. I'm going to live by most of those now.
You're going to take them home?
I'm going to take them home.
Put them on your refrigerator?
Put them on my refrigerator. Put them on my, you know, my wall at work and all that kind of good stuff. And
well, you know what? When I kind of looked at these, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're empowering. I looked them up on the internet, and I was like, wow, a bunch of them straight in a row. You read a page. If you read this every day,
mm-hmm.
you'd get a little jolt of like, all right. I'm all right.
Yeah. We're all right. We just don't always know it.
True.
That was deep, too, I know. So. All right. Before we wrap up tonight, Jackie, any last words of advice on being single and being happy you want to share?
I think I've talked more than enough. I'm ready for a glass of wine.
Or three. All right. Well, thank you, ma'am, for joining me tonight. It was an honor and a pleasure. And we will have Jackie back very soon to talk about some other good stuff because I think she's really smart. Right, girlfriends? Yeah. So before we wrap up, a couple of housekeeping notes. Please go to itsnotmeradio.com. Check out the, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. I'm actually getting a little more active on Twitter these days, so sending out some relationship quotes and good stuff like that. So do join us on Twitter. And also, as was announced last week, all of the shows are archived and up on iTunes now under podcasts. There's a link on the website to do that. itsnotmeradio.com. Thanks again to Regime Entertainment, as always, for supplying the music and the sponsorship and the love of It's Not Me, It's You. And join me again next Thursday night when I'm not even sure what we're going to talk about next Thursday night. What do you think we should talk about next Thursday night, Jackie? Exactly. That's what we're going to talk about. Moaning. So, anyway, love you guys. Thanks all for joining us. And as always, peace out.